From the lake to the basin and the old bayou, find your favorite fishing pole. Find out where's the next honey hole. Only on the Top Rod Fishing Show.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Kane Radio's Fishing and Hunting Show. I'm Tony Landry, along with Ricky Watkins. Morning, Rick.
Morning, Tony.
Anyway, for our weekly Fishing and Hunting Show, and welcome to Kane Radio FM band 107.5 and AM 1240. And as always, the purpose of this show is to keep our listeners updated with the fishing and the hunting in the area, along with Louisiana and stories around the USA and the world. And you know, Rick, as always, these are fine people while we're on here over Friday.
You're right, Tony. Good morning to everyone. Thanks to Alamo Hydraulics, Watkins Floor Covering, Doors Heating and Cooling, Coca-Cola, Quarter Tavern, and Clico.
And if you'd like to give us a call, the number is 367-1240. You can also listen to us online at www.kane1240.com. And anywhere in the world, if you have an Alexa, just say, Alexa, play Kane 1240. You may also listen to Kane on any accessible internet device. We're live here at the studios at 107 West Main Street here in downtown New Iberia, right next to Victor's Cafeteria, which is open. And Rick, freshwater, saltwater fishing, my man, was shaking.
Tony, the basin has continued to be the best spot around right now. They got the Hogfight Classic is coming up Sunday out of Miette Point. And it's just been the fishing. We took a trip Sunday, Tony. I think I sent you some pictures, and
yes,
then we went
did.
Back Tuesday. I mean, it's just been.
It's wild.
It's been, and I showed you the bait. I mean, they're knocking the paint off the bait, you know. And it's just been a good year in the basin. And if anyone can go, I see the water's going to bump up a little bit here in the next couple of days. But it should be good this weekend. And we've been putting down at Miette Point, Tony. Like I said, you know, you got to watch the sandbars. You got to know where to run. You had a gentleman, you know, I was talking to you, you know, telling him if Mr. Charlie does go, you know, just to be careful because we went Sunday afternoon and I went down a little pipeline and I kind of messed up my prop. Of course, in the Chaffalai Basin, Tony, you got sandbars, you got trees, you know, and that's why I wouldn't suggest nobody spending, you know, high dollar on props unless you stay in deep water. And a lot of times, if you stay in the deep water, you know, you got to get to the drains and where the fish are. So anyway, the basin has been good. I haven't heard too much, Tony, about the lake. And on salt water, you know, with this storm a couple of weeks ago, I hadn't heard really too much. You know, I guess everybody's still cleaning up the camps and doing everything at the by the bay and at the point. But it's got to get better. You know, it looks like we're going to get a little bit of cool weather coming in and get these fronts to suck some of that water out of here, you know. So the salt water should be getting better.
Well, speaking of the salt water, you know, the KC's had their fishing rodeo. We're going to talk about that rodeo
right
last week. And they were pleased where everything went. So,
yeah.
And all that. So we'll have to talk a little bit about that. But, you know, the damaging, you wonder, the damaging to the fresh water with the result to the fish kills, Rick.
Yeah.
Have you heard of any in the area?
Not around here, Tony, but I bet further to our east, you know, they're probably going to have some fish kills with, you know, with the water being turned up and, you know, they call it turning over. So it's they'll probably have some more, you know, a few fish kills towards our east, like I said.
Well, I know that that the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, if anyone sees an unusual amount of dead fish floating in the water, give them a call, man, or let them know what you see because
right.
They'd like to stay on top of this, if you know what I mean,
yes,
Rick.
Sir.
And
mm-hmm.
We've seen our it's been quite many years with Andrew, but that was the worst we've probably ever seen in this area.
Yeah, we've had our share, Tony, and it's a shame when that happens because, you know, you lose a lot of good fish, and it takes years to, you know, to get the system back to even halfway of what it was, you know.
Yeah, you're right about that. With regards to the CCA results, pretty much everything remained whole. Only one tag redfish was caught this past season from Memorial Day weekend to Labor Day weekend, which is just, believe it or not, par for the course, and I'm sure nobody was fishing the last weekend, you know, with the storm and all. So pretty much everything remained the same. They had their banquet sometime in the middle to the late part of October up in Baton Rouge to give out awards and prizes and all. So we'll keep you updated on that. With regards to the red snapper landings. The last I saw was 70% of the total was caught. Of course, that's through August the 15th. And again, I don't think many people are red snapper fishing right now with the storms and all. So we'll see. And it's put on a temporary hold, I think. The commissioner put it on temporary hold right now. But they might still have a little room out there for red snapper fishing, but I just don't think right now. Anyway, Rick, how about our bait of the day? Like you mentioned earlier, man, it's been treating you quite well.
Yeah, Tony, this is a, it's a lipless crankbait that's put out by Rattle Trap. And, the fish have just been wearing the paint off of it, which the color that it was like a silverish color, and now it's almost like a bone white, which is good because it mimics – a shad. You know, a shad is a smaller fish that bass love to feed on, and this bait here is it's just been tremendous bait. It's put out, it's a half ounce lipless crankbait put out by Rattle Trap. Now this is a floater, Tony. When you throw it out there, it does float, and then when you retrieve it, it only runs about a foot and a half, and I've been bumping stumps with it, and you know, you can see how they've been wearing the paint off of it.
Yeah, you don't think you need to retire that bait?
Well, no, that's actually it's just now getting broken in. Good, should I say?
Man.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
But,
okay.
We've been catching a lot of fish on that, Tony, and like I said, we've been fishing drains. You know, and the depth of the water, you know, with this bait and the structure has a lot to do with it. But it's been a real good bait the last month, I should say. You know.
Well,
but it's put out by Rattle Trap. This will probably run you, it's been a while, Tony, since I bought some, probably $4.50, maybe $5 tax in. But you can catch so many fish. This bait's probably caught 500 or 600 fish. I'm not joking. Oh, yeah. So, you can tell it's got some age on it.
Oh,
but
yes.
It's also, you know, it's like an old pair of shoes. It does well. You know, when you break them in, you hate to take them off.
But, and not only that, but you hate to get rid of it. You've been so successful with it.
That's
you know
right.
what I mean?
Oh yeah. But it's like I said, it's put out by Rattle Trap, Tony. It's been a good bait. It mimics a shad. You know, a small shad. And right now, with the winter time, not to say winter for us, but the fish know that the fall's coming, so they're going to feed up. You know, for the winter and get ready for. After the fall season. So, but anyway, it's been a good bait. It's a Rattle Trap that's put out by Lewis Lures, and it's been a real good bait, a half ounce.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, Rick, you mentioned a little bit about the hog fights. That's September 12th, this coming Sunday, and you said it was going to be where again?
It's on a Miette Point.
Okay, yep. And basically the
safe daylight, I think, till 3 o'clock, Tony.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be the way in.
So, but you've had to fish in, what, 6 of the 12 tournaments,
yes,
I believe?
Sir. Yes, sir.
So there are a lot of people out there that have, and so hopefully we'll hear back from your contact with the results
next Friday. Yes,
so we'll see about that. Elsewhere, too, in that regard, you know, again, I want to mention this out to the saltwater anglers to complete that survey on the speckled trout that's in the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries website. You got to negotiate through it a little bit, but it's well worth them getting your information, how you feel about it, what's being done, and what you feel about limits and size and everything else. So it's most important that they get that done, you know, as well as I do.
Yeah, it's good, Tony, to get, you know, give the agents the input, and it's only better for the fishery. That way they can, you know, like you said, set size limits and creel limits, and it's just a good thing. That way they get more input, and you know, and it's all the way around. It's a good deal.
Yeah, so we ask you to look into that, you fishermen out there, especially you saltwater fishermen, and even the freshwater fishermen, with input, you know, you know as well as I do, fishermen talk.
Yeah.
So they like to get as much input as they can. Yeah. In the meantime, the Knights of Columbus held their fishing rodeo last weekend, and, you know, they had some success. They were pleased with it.
Okay.
And basically, it was their 61st annual, and they've had a lot of people out there, so that was good to see. But Nicole Smith's name was called on the inside division's best all-around fishing woman, I guess, at the end of the 61st annual KC Saltwater Rodeo.
Well, good.
Anyway, Smith can thank – she caught a little flounder. I think this was an article that Shoop had in the Iberian that he put out, and – She won the title with 137 points, rallying on the strength of that little flounder she caught to pass up Ian Broussard, who finished with 127 points. Brooks Amy was third with 114 points, but not got another big prize, though, as a boat captain's award winner in the inside division. Amy skippered the Fish Karma, the 24-foot boat named the Blue Wave, to the winner's circle, and it was highly satisfying for the family effort. And his stepfather, a former classmate of mine, Perry Scott, and his 12-year-old son, Amy's 12-year-old son, Hayden Amy, was also crowned the Fisherman Rodeo's best all-around fisherman in the kids' division. And the Fish Karma sewed up the championship with 382 points. The top boat followed by the race by Miss Stacy was second, skipper by Kevin Harden with 297 points. And Miss Allie Claire, who finished third, was skippered by Chad Beaudry with 229 points. Nicole Smith caught a .77 flounder on the leaderboard, plus a second and third place croaker, respectively. And she went on to say that she had a pretty good year, considering in the article with the Iberian, she went skydiving and snorkeling, and now she won a rodeo. It's been a good year, even with everything going on, she said, also noting that she cashed in every fishing rodeo that she fished this year, and including claiming the Inside Boat Captain's Award at the annual St. Thomas More High School Fishing Rodeo at Sipmore Point. So KC officials were pleased with they got this fishing rodeo in, and the 220 event was canceled because of the virus and pandemic and the concerns. Hurricane Ida further complicated, but they decided to the day after the storm's passage to use the event. So hats off to them, and
yes, sir.
Hopefully they can build on that and have a successful year, get a little experience and all in there. So, Rick, you know as well as I do, it's important, too. And before we take our first break, I want to give a shout-out here, too. That our boy Hunter Neville wins again after teaming up with Weber to finish first place in Louisiana Bass Anglers Tournament August 21st in the Cheffelot Basin. Hunter teamed up with Andre Weber of New Iberia to catch quality and quantity and five bass for 14.15 pounds. And, of course, you know, we've had Hunter on the show, too, Rick. You know, he was the winner of the non-boater division and earned a spot in November. That's going to be the 3rd through the 5th in the Bass Nation Championship on the Ouachita River up Monroe. He also won a state championship.
Before he graduated.
That's right, fishing with Highland Baptist.
Yes,
so hats off to Hunter, man.
Hunter's tough, man.
Hunter's had a pretty good run about the last year.
He'd fished, you know, when Hunter was younger, fished with his pop, Tony, and I know Tony well. And Hunter's turned out to be a good little fisherman. Tony, he's getting it done.
Boy, you're not kidding, Rick. And just to do what he's done as a, I guess, if I'm guessing, but he's probably 18 years old.
That's about right.
I look forward to seeing how he competes up there.
I hope he does well, Tony. Like I said, I watched Hunter grow up, and always respectful, yes, sir, no, sir, and just a good kid.
And, you know,
I say young man, not a kid. Yeah,
true.
Right.
And also, you know, I think he was fishing up in Kansas somewhere in the snow where he won the non-boater
division. They had 5 inches of snow, and he was catching
fish. I remember correctly. So hats off to him. What a year he's had.
Oh, yeah, he's had a good year.
Anyway, hats off to him. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and take our first break. You listen to Kane Radio's Fishing and Hunting Show on FM 107.5 and AM 1240. We're going to be back with more right after this.
Locally owned and operated, Alamo Hydraulics serves the oil business on the national scene. Specializing in welding, grinding, and hard chrome plating, Alamo also does fabrication work on cylinders, valves, pumps, and motors of all brands. Located at 2712 West Admiral Doyle Drive, you can call Chris Williamson at 303-3799. That's Alamo Hydraulics, a proud sponsor of the Kane Fishing and Hunting Show.
A new carrier heating and air conditioning system from Dahl's Heating and Cooling can save you money every month. Thanks to the newest line of carrier energy-efficient technology products, you can lower your utility bill. Don't forget to ask about the cool cash savings through your local carrier dealer. Turn to the carrier experts at Dahl's Heating and Cooling. Call Dan, you're my AC man, today at 337-367-2511. That's 337-367-2511. License number 6286.
A pet carrier. A full tank of gas, a flashlight with extra batteries, hammer, nails, tape, boards, handsaw, matches, A fire extinguisher? Water jugs. Money and important documents. A battery-powered radio. Just a few of the things you'll need to prepare for the next storm. Your safe tomorrow begins today. Visit Clinko.com/storm safety to learn more. Clinko, connecting Louisiana's future.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew! Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Don't you love living in New Iberia? Elmer and Liz Watkins do. They own Watkins Floor Covering and have been doing business in the Queen City for nearly half a century. If you're in the business for new floors, visit the Watkins, and they will certainly give you the red carpet service treatment. Whether carpet or hard flooring, Shaw Floors is one of their best sellers. Watkins Floor Covering, located at 1319 East Main Street, and I can guarantee when you go visit with Elmer and Liz, they'll be listening to KAME Radio blaring in their store. That's Watkins Floor Covering, right here in New Iberia.
The hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. KAME 107.5, AM 1240, and streaming at KAME1240.com.
Welcome back to KAME Radio's Fishing and Hunting Show. I'm Tony Landry, along with Ricky Watkins. And, you know, I want to mention this again, too, about the with the public about the potential kills due to Hurricane Ida. And the Wildlife and Fisheries says it's investigated each one of the substantial fish kills it predicts throughout the southeast Louisiana. And, you know, you're talking about, man, I don't know how bad the Verrett Basin was hit, Rick, but that's an area that's really pretty much susceptible to.
Yeah.
And up in near Desalman and up in those areas where they have a lot of ponds and lakes up in
brackish
that area.
Water, yeah.
That's right.
Yep.
And what was the name of the old pond up there where they held a big championship years ago? I'm trying to remember, outside Desalman's. Somewhere up in there, they had a big lake that they had one of these national championships years ago, and the lake's name escapes me right now. And but up in that area,
you're talking about more towards the east end,
yeah,
not a Palouard, huh?
No, Palouard's more towards Morgan City. I'm talking about
further east,
a lot further up there.
Huh.
It seemed like it was below Laplace in those areas.
Okay.
But more beautiful country up there, Lafitte, Louisiana, man.
Yeah.
They got some gorgeous homes
right.
on the intercoastal right there.
Yeah.
And they still have a lot of issues, man.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I feel for those people right now in that regard. But with the fish kills, hurricane-related fish kills, you know, it's generally caused by the DO, which is the dissolved oxygen in the water. You get a call from the landfall of these storms. And it happens weeks after the event, too, as the oxygen sucked out the water.
That's right.
And it's storm surge, everything just churns up the water and everything and all. So it decomposes the scavengers, including microbes, crawfish, crabs, fish, alligators, turtles, raccoons, and birds will help their port to clean up the carcasses. But many fish and aquatic organisms find refuge there in the low oxygen in the waters. So it's important if you see something like that, you know, because a lot of people here go fishing in the ponds east of us and fishing freshwater east of us, even though here you got more than you need to fish in with the bay, basin along with the lakes. So anyway, but while fish kibs are shocking, you know, it also is helpful, too, because it rejuvenates a lot of the water, too, over a period of time. And that's what replenishes it, too. You've seen that here, too.
Oh, yeah.
All the fish, man.
That's devastating, Tom.
Oh, it is, man. Just see those fish taken from us.
Yep.
Just sad. And also, due to the hurricane, people are, you know, fishermen are asked to, you know, teal season opens tomorrow. You know, the 11th.
Yeah, already.
Dove season, some areas they put a hold on it because of the hunting activities, but the Louisiana Department of Wildlife recommends hunters and anglers use caution and follow public guidelines established in each parish. So it might be different in each one, but be aware emergency medical services be limited and all. And if you go somewhere, let people know where you're going, you know, especially in those areas, Rick.
Yep.
It's important. And there are also curfews out in some of these areas because the lights are out and things like that.
Yep.
You know, it's pretty dark on some of those two-way lane highways coming back. So anyway, hunters, hopefully I'll watch the downed, man, the trees down. That, you know,
a lot of trees on
And, man, the power lines, the telephone poles. And anyway, many areas hunters have spent years hunting could look you know, you might want to look at other areas now due to all that. So, anyway, it just the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery recommends that anglers and hunters tell someone at their destination, like I just mentioned to you. That's most important, too. Also, something else, you know, with that storm, they had a pipeline that popped over in, I'm trying to remember the area, but in Belle Chasse area, the Alliance Pipeline Refinery. And they got a lot of oiled-up birds, you know, and they've been documented, observed, heavy pockets of crude oil throughout the facility as well as nearby flooding fields and ponds. It'll take weeks before the effort to save the birds and other animals. But and most of the birds were black-billed whistling ducks, blue-winged teal, and a variety of egret species along with other birds. And Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries working in partnership with others to help get this all cleaned up. And, of course, the Alliance Refinery. There was a few hundred birds, you know, got caught up. It was a little oil spill. It was a pipe that was broken, I think, due to the storm.
Okay.
And also, we'll see how that transpire and all. But, you know, you see those commercials where they take certain those dishwashing products and clean those birds, you
know. Clean them up, boy. Yep.
And save the life of those birds, too. And, you know, yeah, I hate to report things like this, but you got to do it because, you know, boating and the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries is all about safety.
I've seen that earlier, yeah.
Yeah, and they're looking into a fatal boating accident up in Catahoula Parish as the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. Fatal boating incident occurred on September 5th, and a 50-year-old Lafayette man was turned over to Catahoula Parish Coroner's Office to determine the official cause of death. Agents were notified at 6:39 on September 5th about a single vessel in Bayou Lewis. According to witnesses, the person who was skiing behind the vessel when he fell under the water as he attempted to get back out of the vessel, he was struck by the prop, the leg causing a severe laceration. Occupants of the vessel took him into their vessel and called for help. Was pronounced dead on the bank shortly after the incident, so he must have bled to death is all I can think of. Louisiana Department of Wildlife will lead the investigation agency for this fatal boating accident. Evans was wearing a personal flotation device at the time of the accident, but, you know, when you're in the water with and you get hit by a prop, it's I had a friend that happened to when I was in high school. He fell over the front of the boat, and the boat went over him. Ooh. And cut him up, broke his arm, and tore it up pretty good, and wore cast for a good many months. But he survived, and thank goodness.
Yeah, he was lucky.
Oh, very lucky in that regard. So just one of those things, too. Anyway, the tides for this weekend, Friday the 10th of September, the sun rose at 6:50. It's going to set at 7:18 with those daylight hours are getting a lot shorter.
Yeah.
Right? And the fall solstice is upon us, you know, so
it'll be long.
That's right, September 21st, 22nd. So first day of fall is the 22nd. Anyway, we can see the first low tide was at 12:08 this morning. The next low tide will be at 12:38 this afternoon. The first high tide was at 6:04 this morning. The next high tide at 8:12. Tomorrow, Saturday, the 11th, a big day for this country as they honor the people who were killed on September 11th, 9/11. So take a moment of silence for those poor souls that were killed that day.
Yep.
Anyway, the sun's going to rise at 6:50, and its sunset will be at 7:16. The high and low tide chart, the first low tide will be at 12:57 a.m. That's Friday night, Saturday morning. Low tide will be at 1:33 p.m. Saturday afternoon. The first high tide will be at 6:04 a.m. Saturday morning. The next high tide at 9:53 on Sunday, the 12th of September. The sun will rise at 6:51 and set at 7:15. High and low tide chart, the first low tide at 1:58 a.m. That's Saturday night, Sunday morning. Next low tide at 2:33. The first high tide will be at 5:44 in the morning. And the next high tide, 11:40 at night. The average water temperature in southwest past Vermilion Bay come down a little bit, about 3 degrees. It's 86.
Okay.
And still good fishing weather.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Hopefully the salinity in the water is going to get a lot better too, Rick.
Yep. When we start getting some fronts, Tony, and it starts, you know, drawing some of that brackish water out to marsh and cleaning the system back out, it's going to get better.
Well, I tell you what, it was cool this morning.
Oh,
man.
It was
I
nice.
Think the low was 60. I think it was 64 last night.
Yeah,
so,
it was nice. Yes,
boy,
sir.
You're not kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Rick, again, these are the fine people, the reason we're here.
You're right, Tony. Thanks to Alamo Hydraulics, Watkins Floor Covering, Dawes Heating and Cooling, Coca-Cola, The Quarter Tavern, and Clico.
And our motto is always,
kids that hunt and fish, don't steal and deal.